Committee come to order?
She's not with us this year.
Does the secretary take the role, please? For the audio minutes?
That's right.
Chairman Sanjo?
Here.
Vice Chair Whitted?
Excuse.
Senator Aguirre?
Ogier is here.
Ogier, thank you. Senator Buttry?
Here.
Senator Gallus?
Here.
Senator Moss? She said she will be coming in later. Senator Olson?
Here.
Senator Tutfit?
Here.
Senator Vukovich?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Members of the committee, we do have two bills in front of us. Senator Larson has written a letter to withdraw Senate Bill 85, so just put that in your folders, and it'll just probably remain there until forever, I guess. So, members of the committee, we do have one bill, and I'm told that Senator Tutfit is going to be presenting Senate Bill 95. And so, with that, Senator Tutfit, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Chairman Sanju. I'd like to bring before you Senate Bill 95. I'm Senator Bruce Tutfit between for Kalispell and Whitefish. And Senator Gallus and I were looking, and we are the only holdovers from this esteemed committee that we had Leanne at last time. So anyway, we're back. And I have Senator Shockley told me or said that I'm doing this with his permission. He is at the sheriff's meeting. He had an important meeting he wanted to go to. You know, Shockley's always got some law and order thing. So anyway, with that, Senate Bill 95, a bill enacted an act revising the exemption of acknowledgement by a notary from the standards for documents being recorded by county clerks and the amending the section. Mr. Chairman, there will be an amendment, and it's a friendly amendment, so when that comes forward, it's a friendly amendment. Basically, Shockley said what happens is right now if they charge you $7 a page or 7 cents a page if you have to reproduce it, if you stay within the margins. And a notary with his stamp can't quite get all the way within the margins, so sometimes they're with outside of it, and then that makes it go to $11. And so basically it's a cleanup bill to help the notaries. And with that, I've got some people here that are supporting me, and I'll sit down and take some questions. This is a pretty easy, just a cleanup bill to simplify things.
Thank you, Senator. I just remind the proponents, opponents, and informational witnesses, please sign in into for the record. And then with that, we will hear proponents. Senate Bill 95.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Linda Stoll, S-T-O-L-L. I'm here today representing the Montana Association of Clerks and Recorders. We are in support of the bill. And we had one minor little amendment to make, and I would distribute that if it's appropriate now.
Thank you.
And I want to say basically what this does is that it just allows the exemption to the Document Standards Act for crimpers. We've been calling this the crimper condition. The crimpers are going to be out of date here in a couple years, but for right now, and it's impossible to get, very difficult to get a notary seal within the margin when you have to use a crimper. However, the ink stamps, which are now the new in vogue way to do notary seals, are perfectly okay in meeting the current Document Standards Act. And so this clarifies that. We're happy to support the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Lori Hamm, H-A-M-M. I am with the Secretary of State's office, and we are here to support the bill as amended. It's perfectly okay with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Proponents, seeing none, is there opponents? Informational witnesses? Questions from the committee? No questions? Senator, would you like to close?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the hearing, and if there's any problems, Senator Shockley asked to be here on executive, but I doubt we see any, so with that, thank you.
Thank you. It does close the hearing on Senate Bill 95. And with that, Senator Tutfit did Does Senator Shockley want to be here during executive action, or?
Okay. Ready to rock.
Does the committee have any objection of doing executive action today? Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, do we need to wait to have the amendment properly produced?
Is there any?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the amendment looks pretty straightforward. I don't think there'd be a problem if you want to.
Do a conceptual?
Work on it now.
Okay. Any objection, Representative Olson?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move due pass on the bill.
For the motion of a due pass, would you like to move amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment?
Question?
Any comments on the amendment?
Mr. Chair, as long as everybody's clear on how it would read with the amendment.
Is everybody clear? Questions? Right. Question has been called. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Vice Chair Wittig votes aye by proxy.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the bill as amended.
For the motion to move the bill as amended, is there discussion?
Question.
Seeing none, questions have been called. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senator Wittig votes aye by proxy.
Good one, yeah.
Senate Bill. So with that, members of the committee, just a couple housekeeping items. Well, Kirk, do you want to go down the lineup? Do we have the lineup for on Monday? Members, just for, we'll be meeting at the Supreme Court chambers on Monday. So, and I do believe we got, what, four bills?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we have Senate Bill 91, update postal service requirements for proposed cities and towns. Senate Bill 108, revised policy for management of large predators. Senate Bill 117, coordination between local government, schools, districts, and federal government. And Senate Bill 128, exempt fire department emergency wells from permitting.
What was the second one about wolves?
Senate Bill 108, revised policy for management of large predators.
Who has that?
For a sponsor?
Yes.
Debbie Barrett.
So, members, we do have four bills on Monday, but we will not be meeting on Friday. And, of course, we're not going to be meeting on Saturday. So with that, any comments for the committee?
Senator? Yes, Dallas. Mr. Chairman. It just came to my attention yesterday at Fish and Game that there was somewhat of a handbook handed out to chairman this session that talked about the amendments. And although we do want to work with staff, as far as time goes in the committee, if we start putting off every little amendment because we're going to have a day in between, I'm telling you, we're going to be up here till midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning before transmittal. And I just want to point out, in the rules, it's to the chairman's discretion to make that decision. If we want to go ahead and work on a piece of legislation in the executive here, it's not in the rules. Now, that is a floor amendment that when we're in the committee of the whole, that we do have to run everything through Leg Services. But it's up to your discretion as chairman to do that work in the committee.
Yes, so noted.
Okay. Thanks.
And just make a comment on that, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. That works for me. That's fine. If I see something, a problem, though, if you've already passed something that might be a conceptual amendment and I see a problem, I'll bring it to your attention and then possibly ask that it not be reported out of committee unless that's fixed.
And I think that's how we've kind of always done it, too, is Leanne has always been awesome on all this. And whenever you've put the brakes on anything, we think we have. But for some reason, they just got in Fish and Game. It was just thought of that all of a sudden there was this new rule that if you were going to amend a bill that it had to be in through Leg Services before you could executive action. And we chose not to do some executive action yesterday because of it. that we actually could have done.
Yeah, and I think just as a note, and I think most of the members here have served a few sessions, and I mean, something like this is just a basic cleanup amendment, and I always just defer to legislative services. That's a big deal if they want more time, so.
It's always a wise thing to do.
So, okay, with that, excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'd like to remind you that in order for the audio minutes to be picked up, if you can't hear yourself in the speakers, the audio recording program can't hear you. These microphones are not terribly modern, and so the sensitivity level is relatively low. So please be sure to speak directly into the microphone. Also, something that was missed from the organizational meeting was the issue of snacks. If you would like snacks, I can certainly provide them. Those of you who provided snacks for the Highways and Transportation Committees, you're certainly welcome to take from those snacks as you have paid for them. However, those who haven't, in the Highways and Transportation, we just said, decided $10. If you want something in particular, let me know. Otherwise, it'll be things like raisins and fruit snacks and granola bars and things of that sort. So if that is something you wish to do, please come see me afterwards. No nuts.
Is that something the committee wants to do?
Nothing healthy.
We haven't done it in one of my committees this year. We kind of dropped it off. I don't care.
Yes, no?
It doesn't matter.
Our committee secretary makes cookies and bars and brings them to us.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Olson.